On Wednesday, the National Association of Letter Carriers announced an impasse in contract negotiations with the United States Postal Service. City letter carriers had rejected the long-awaited contract offer from the USPS in late January. Then both sides engaged in the prescribed 15 days of negotiations. NALC President Brian Renfro had expressed some optimism on Tuesday.
It included some increased general wage increases. But after discussion of that yesterday, the Executive Council unanimously voted to not enter into a modified tentative agreement. So we do not have an agreement to send out for ratification. And as the information we posted on the website said yesterday, our next step is interest arbitration.
At arbitration, each side's lawyer presents a case with witnesses and experts to make their point. After 14 days, a binding final decision will be made by the arbitrator. This is over the contentious retroactive 2023 to 2026 agreement. Among the concerns for letter carriers are better pay and benefits for entry-level workers, better uniform stipends, and less overtime. Renfro says all parties involved have experience in this process.
We remain confident that the best outcome that could be achieved through this interest arbitration process is what we will achieve. That will eventually set the terms for a new collective bargaining agreement for letter carriers.
Renfro says he's experienced arbitration twice. He says they've been preparing their case for arbitration since prior to official negotiations 2 years ago. Hearing dates are not yet set. For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.